Word 34. Gratuitous. GRATUITOUS. Free. Given without charge or obligation. Also, without legitimate cause or reason. Uncalled for. Unjustified. Baseless. Unwarranted. Gratuitous comes from the Latin gratuitus, meaning not paid for, unprovoked, or spontaneous. Related English words include the adjective gratis, spelled G-R-A-T-I-S, which means free, without charge, and the noun a gratuity, a gift or favor given in return for a service. After dining in a fancy restaurant, you leave the waiter a gratuity. After eating in a greasy spoon, you leave the server a tip. In modern usage, gratuitous may be used to mean either given without charge or obligation, or given without legitimate cause or reason. When your boss gives you an unexpected pay raise, it's a gratuitous blessing. If a friend offers you a free pair of tickets to a ball game, they're gratuitous. On the other hand, a gratuitous remark or gesture is not given freely. It's uncalled for, unwarranted. Likewise, a gratuitous assumption is baseless, and a gratuitous criticism is unjustified. When you see or hear gratuitous used, be sure to examine the context carefully to determine in which sense you should construe the word. I shall conclude this discussion by offering you some gratuitous advice on usage. After you hear it, you may decide whether it was gratuitous in the sense of given freely, or gratuitous in the sense of unjustified, uncalled for. Have you ever received a free gift or been given something for free? Of course you have. But are you also aware that when you accepted that free gift or that whatnot for free, you acquiesced in two of the most preposterous redundancies in the English language? Think about it for a moment. A gift is something given free. A present. You wouldn't say a free present, would you? That would sound ridiculous, which it is. Similarly, free gift is ridiculous because the phrase literally means something given free without charge. So why do so many people insist on saying free gift when a gift already is free? I'll tell you why. Because for years, marauding hordes of advertising copywriters and marketers have assaulted us with this redundant phrase in every sleazy, gratuitous pitch they make on radio or television or drop into our mailboxes, until our brains are so saturated with it that we can't look a gift horse in the mouth without calling it free. That, in a word, is mind control. The question now is, shall we continue to let ourselves be subjugated by the mind-numbing mannequins of Madison Avenue, or shall we strike a blow for freedom in our own writing and speech by striking free from the redundant free gift? I hope you will consider that question the next time someone offers you something free for nothing. Likewise with for free used to mean for nothing. William Safire, the language columnist for the New York Times, calls for free a jocularism, which he defines as a word or phrase intended to be an amusing error that is taken up as accurate by the unwary. Safire posits that this jocularism arose from a joke line from the 1930s. I'll give it to you free for nothing. Just as the jocularism irregardless began as a play on the legitimate words irrespective and regardless and weaseled its way into the speech of those who didn't realize that irregardless was a joke and not a real word, so did the joke phrase for free mutate from a facetious usage into a widely accepted one. Everywhere you turn today, you hear educated speakers saying, I'll give it to you for free, or only a fool works for free, without giving a second thought to the fact that, as William Safire puts it, something is either free or for nothing, not both. To that, I would add that if the pure and simple word free by itself doesn't satisfy your verbal appetite and you yearn for something more verbose, then use the formal without charge, the trendy cost free, or the emphatic at no cost to you. So remember, my verbally advantaged friend, that there's no such thing as a free lunch, and there's no such thing as a free gift, because nothing in this world is for free. When it comes to language, one word is almost always better than two, even when they're free and at no cost to you.